I'm professional macaroni. Oh, hold on. Let me mute my phone. Damn. All right.
Okay. Damn it. Okay, I'm about to just start.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to come in because I went back and listened to yours and I was like, damn, I ain't got no movie to bring in the back.
It's all right. Okay, hush, so I can open this show.
Let's go. Come on. I'm ready. Okay,
all right. Oh my God. I'm sorry, you guys. Welcome to the Black Plant Chick podcast. I am your Black Plant Mama Jade, and this is another Plant Confessions. If you guys have been tuning in all week, I have been bringing in some of your favorite plant influencers to confess some planty shit. And so this episode is no different. I have one of your favorite plant daddies joining me today, and he says he has a good story, but we'll see. I'll let you guys be the judge of that. But I have Z joining us, better known as Plants and Stones on Instagram. Welcome to the show.
What's up? Oh man. I gotta live up to see your story was so on point. I'm like, how do I live up to this story? So I'm gonna do my best.
Okay, good. All right, listen. I'm gonna make sure I mute my mic because I'm still laughing because you screwed me all the way up on my intro. I should leave it in there so everybody can see.
That's the best intro ever.
Right. My goodness. But all right, Z, time for a good story.
Okay. Hello, plant people out there. My name is Z, as you already know. So my plant confession is a two-part confession. So it goes like this. Once upon a time, when I was a kid, I used to collect basketball cards. And, you know, I was like a fanatic. Like, I had to have all the Jordan cards, and then I would trade cards with my friends. So one day, I was broke, wanting to go buy some basketball cards, and I wandered into the convenience store that sold basketball cards near my house. So at the time, I'm thinking, damn, okay, maybe I can just ask them for a pack. But I was like, they ain't gonna just give me a pack of cards. So it was at this moment I decided I think I might steal some cards today. Like, legit steal basketball cards. Now here's the kicker. I get the cards, and as I'm grabbing the cards and I'm moseying my way towards the door of the convenience store, somebody walks out of the store and the beeper, whatever that alarm is that's by the front door, goes off literally right before I'm finna walk out the door. They grab this dude up, hem him up, and somebody must have seen me getting ready to steal the cards. And he was like, sir. I mean, he didn't even say sir. He was like, son, just put the cards back. So how that plays into my plant confession, I'm still kind of in my klepto ways.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. I just had to jump in. Okay, finish. I'm going back on mute.
So not that I go to the nurseries or any plant place to steal plants. I've stole cuttings at Home Depot plenty of times. However, it's a nursery I go to. I won't disclose the name just in case they are listening. But every time I go to this nursery, they got plants that say not for sale. It's either because they propagating them, or they're like they got a waiting list for these, you know, the exclusive joints. So a man can only take so much. You're only going to tease me so many times with these not for sale plants. So now I take it upon myself when I go there. You know, if there's a plant with a not for sale tag in it, somehow mysteriously the tag ends up out of the plant and into my shopping cart. Not only that, now I've deemed it. Not even deemed. What's the word I'm looking for? Now I've taken it upon myself when I go there. I literally, like, if it's cuttings, anything, I'll pot them joints up at the nursery and then pay for them. Because, see, my thing is this. Like, I feel like I'm seasoned enough in my plant journey to know how to get those plants to root. And usually it's cacti. Like, I'm not big on the tropicals. So that's part one to this plant confession. I do take plants that's not for sale. I still pay for them. I don't steal them. But you're not gonna tell me they not for sale because y'all propagating them and I gotta wait. And it's like 100 of them in my face.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Okay. So where do they get the total from if there was no, is there a price tag on it?
There's a color coordination on
a little sticker that lets them know or something.
Well, so there you got your white pots, like those little white plastic, like I think they 4-inch pots, and then you got your green ones. Black means it's a stock plant and it's definitely not for sale. Mm. So I haven't figured out a way to get those out the building yet. But I'd be in there on my Mission Impossible shit, straight up. Like,
oh my goodness.
It's ridiculous because, trust me, imagine. I don't even know what else to compare it to. Like, all I'm saying is I refuse to continue to let them tease me with all these dope ass plants and to tell me they're not for sale just because y'all trying to propagate some of them and then put a for sale sign on them.
You know what? I'm not even going to hold you. That's actually really clever because there have been many times I've gone to nurseries and I've seen like their plants that they weren't, I don't know what they were doing with them. They could have been just their own plants or using for decoration. And I'm like, but you don't have any of those on the floor. And exactly. I know you got a wholesaler where you can get that from. Let me get it with a discount. Cause it's just like an item that you get off of a mannequin and you want that dress off the mannequin, but then it's been on that mannequin for like months. So like take 45% off of it.
Check this out. One day it was this dope ass euphorbia there. Mm-hmm. I know this guy was cutting them and trying to propagate them, but he had dropped some under this. He an older guy. He had dropped some under the like a table, like hard to reach shit. Mm-hmm. So I go up under there. I grab one. I'm like, I go to the front on some Honest Abe shit. Like, hey, I found this under the table over there. It looked beat up like a motherfucker on top of that. I was like, you think I can just get this or pay for it? He was like, no, because so and so. I was in the back of my head saying I should have just stuck that shit in my pocket. So I gave him that one. I ain't put up no fuss.
Right.
Cool. Went back, snatched the other one from up under the table, stuck that one in my pocket, and kept it moving. I don't play no games at the nurseries no more. Because just like what you were saying, they got all these nice plants sitting up. Like, they got them up high. They got some of them down low. And you could tell they're not for sale. Anything up high, you already know it's not for sale. So, to be honest with you, I don't even touch those because it's like the guy's personal collection. It's a bunch of exclusive stuff. But the stuff that I see that y'all propagating, y'all can't sell me a cutting. Like, it ain't like I'm in here. Like, again, I'm not stealing them. Well, the last plant I stole. But
and you try to steal the cards.
But you feel what I'm saying. So that's part one to my plant confessions. Now, part two.
All right, I'm going back on mute. Go ahead. I got you.
So as you guys know, I do a lot of thrifting for the vessels that I put my plants in. So when you go to the thrift store, I don't know if you know how it is in other areas or other regions. Here in Chicago, at a particular thrift store called the Village Discount, they have an announcement that says, if you can't find a sticker on the item you would like to purchase, sorry, we cannot sell it to you, but if we can hold it to the next day. Now, we can put a tag on it and get it priced and then hold it to the next day and you can come back and get it. So they'll never price it on the spot. So now, you mean to tell me, this is my logic. I'm saying to myself, okay, you think I'm finna wait, come back the next day for something that costs $2 or at the most $10? Let's just say at the most $10. There's no way in hell I would ever do that, ever. So I've now taken it upon myself, again, back in my Mission Impossible mode, I'll go find other items that got stickers already on them. And now, mind you, the stickers, you got, if you pull them off too fast, they'll start the, it's almost like they're sliced in like triangles. So if you pull it off too fast, you're going to mess the whole project up and you ain't going to be able to put it on the other item. So I finally figured out a way to strategically get the stickers off in good condition and just slap it on a whole nother pot. That way, I don't have to wait and come back for them to tell me, oh, it was $2, or, you know, whatever the price is. And also, if I don't know if you noticed, but they also mark things with a marker. So now I take it upon myself to take a marker with me so that if I see something unpriced, I just create my own price. Yeah, keep it moving. And not only do I create my own price, so there's colors again. So certain colors on certain days are half off. So if I got my marker with me and I see that the color is orange, whatever I'm, and now you, now this is the kicker, the pots and the dinnerware, all the kitchen stuff usually ends with a G. So if you put on there the wrong letter, you will end up getting caught. So I've now strategically found out a way to, okay, something ain't priced. I got my marker with me. I look up at the to see what colors is half off. If it fall within the range of what I'm trying to get on the pot side, I just mark my own price on there and put a half off letter on there, and I'm ready to roll. So again, I don't recommend that anybody goes and don't do as I do. Don't do as I say. Don't go trying to do this on your own. Like, I've been thrifting and buying plants for quite some time. And this, yes, this is a bad example. However, all I'm saying is, I remember as a kid, I had got caught stealing them cars. So when I first started getting ready, when it first crossed my mind to do this, I legit was like, it take me back to that time specifically. And I get paranoid every time I'm getting ready to do it. But then I overcome it because I'm saying to myself, this don't make no sense. Y'all not finna keep these plants from me. And y'all damn sure ain't finna have me come back for a pot the next day that I'm pay $2 for. This ain't finna happen. You might as well put $2 on there and let me roll. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I'm going to just give you the award of being a smart shopper. And you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, the man has been getting over on us for centuries. Okay? There's nothing wrong. It's not like you're leaving with this stuff for free. I mean, you're paying it. You're just paying a little bit less than what the tax says.
Exactly.
That's not all against I'm saying. It.
And then every now and then it crosses my mind. I'm like, well, if I had a store, would I be? I
was like, oh, you would be pissed.
I mean, that's the thing though. Like, if I ran those kind of stores, I honestly would just have somebody price the shit and let them keep it moving. That is the most inconvenient shit to come back to. We talking about a thrift store. This ain't Macy's.
Yeah, that's like, true. I ain't buying no excuse. What are you really losing? Because you're not purchasing the items. They're being donated to you. So exactly. Everything that comes in is revenue that, is coming from the plate.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, like, if I ran a thrift store, I wouldn't even put nobody through the inconvenience of coming back for, like, really? You talking about, it could be the most insignificant item. It could be a fucking marble. Like,
and you want me to drive back over here, come back in this stuffy ass place.
Right. Like, cut it out. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So, we're not doing that.
I've perfected my skills since childhood.
Okay, you have. And, you know, I'm not upset at you. I don't think that people will be either. Listen, there are a lot of cutting stealers out there. We see them everywhere. And when it comes to taking from Home Depot and Lowe's, who cares? Unless they want to give me a brand deal, then I care. But until then, like, who cares? Like, they don't even care about the plants that they do have in there. Anyway,
man, look, you already know I didn't see so many dead plants in there.
My goodness! I mean,
underwater.
Listen to just letting them dry out underneath the sun. Like, where is the mist above? Like, come on, you know it's hot out here.
I'm trying to tell you, man. So tell me what What?
Did you watch it?
I watched the clip on YouTube. I saw.
No, you gotta watch the movie.
I'm gonna sit down and watch it. I started watching it. I got up to the part where they got to Nipsey Russell ass, and I had fell asleep. So I'm definitely going. I'm gonna get it in.
You have to watch it. For those of you who have not heard my last plant confession, we are talking about The Wiz, and I am still afraid of those damn styrofoam mannequin head monsters. Never. I know y'all love me out there, but if you ever send me one of those, listen, that will be an unboxing that will piss you off. Okay.
Hey, I feel you though, because did you bring up the Freddy Krueger scene? Did you bring that up in? It reminds me of in Freddy Krueger when he, like, the meatball, like, it was like some meatballs on a pizza, and then they switched the meatballs to Freddy Krueger faces, and it was just tripped out, yo. So, like, I get it. Like, that kind of stuff, like, especially when you young, it's just certain things burn an impression in your mind, and when you see something when you're much older, you be like, yo, I'm straight. Get that the fuck away from me.
And although in the film, those women were, although they were painted gold, they were beautiful, but it was still kind of like creepy because the way that they opened their eyes at the right moment was like, oh shit. Oh, hey. And that amusement park looks scary as hell anyways. Like,
oh, hell yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Too much. But I have to say this one thing about Freddy, right? I have one scene that is embedded in my mind. I saw a film. I was with some friends. I was younger. And we were binge watching a bunch of scary movies. And there was this one scene. I don't remember which Freddy it was, but the girl was lifting weights and she was on the bench with the weight above her. And she's, you know, pushing it up, and he stands above her and then pushes the weights down so hard that it makes her elbows pop.
I remember that. Oh my God.
I was like 12, okay? And I'm almost 40, and I cannot erase that from my freaking memory.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that shit was tripped out. Like, Freddy was like the one movie that, like, scared the shit out of me as a child, like, to the point where my grandma was on some church shit. She was like, "We gonna take you to church and let them pray for you so they can stop having nightmares."
Ain't changed nothing.
It did not nothing. I'm like, yo, that shit did not work.
Ain't enough holy water to erase that out of anybody's memory. Like, oh my goodness. But anyways, thank you, Z, for coming on and spilling the soil and confessing your dirty little sins, you little tax switcher, you.
Y'all better not go.
Don't be in his inbox. Don't be atting him. Don't say nothing because y'all be out there doing some crazy stuff too. So we ain't even going to do that. Ain't no judgment here. It is what it is. We ain't going to talk about some of the stuff y'all be doing out there in them streets. So let's
we got little skeletons in our closet.
A lot of them. Shit. Half of the closet is filled with skeletons while y'all been playing. So stop. But please let my listeners know where they can follow you.
So if y'all want to follow, I'm not on Plants and Stones is not on. I'm on Facebook, but Plants and Stones is not on Facebook yet. However, if you want to follow me, you can reach me on Instagram at Plants and Stones. That's PLANTS space. I mean, what's it? No, period and period stones. That's Plants and Stones. And that's it. I'm not on Twitter or anything. I haven't fit, you know, no other platforms quite yet. I'll figure all that out as the time comes. I do have a website coming up in August. That is my deadline I'm setting for myself. So y'all stay tuned. That'll be www.plantsandstones.com. In the meantime, if you need to reach me, hit me on Instagram.
All right. Well, like I always say, until next time, love, peace, and propagate.